Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, we are back again.
For our weekly jaunt.
Yes. The Radio St. Pete Exclusives.
Exclusives.
This is the Radio St. Pete Exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mao.
With me, for you
as
to say.
Always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And this is the
The
show dedicated to bringing you some crazy, wacky, independent music you might not have heard of, but you probably should have.
Yeah, well, I'd never heard of a lot of it, so most of it is new to me.
It's
so.
A freaking exclusive.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink before the show.
Yes,
you know?
Even coffee.
Even coffee, it's not good for you. You know? You need to be like sober, no coffee, just water. And
boy,
you know,
St. Pete,
like that.
Let me tell you, the Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete area, what a wacky couple weeks it's been. It was cold, and then it, for some reason, spiked up to 80 degrees on Tuesday and Monday.
I know. Now it's chilly.
And
again.
I'm like, why are you here? And now it's plummeted back down. I'm like, this is odd.
Yeah.
But they used to call it up north as Indian summer. But that this isn't, it's too early for that. I mean, this is just a...
Yeah, Indian summer's like in March or something.
Yeah, this is just a weird... anomaly.
It got real warm too. Like
it was hot.
A couple of days.
I turned on the air conditioning. I went from heater to air conditioning in one afternoon. I was like, that's not healthy.
And then lately, it's been like whenever the cold front comes in, it's like this all day rainy day,
misty or like
misty
this
and
fog.
Rainy and crap.
The fog is
the fog,
coming for you.
Yeah, you know, you're going like, yeah. That used to be. It used to be when I was a kid. You'd get like a 20-minute storm, and here comes the cold weather. Yeah, and that's like this old. All day garbage.
And nobody expects that.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
You knew too well that this day would arrive. You had plans that would keep you alive. You helped the Axis tip a little too far. And now it's you who doesn't like where you are. Where are you gonna hide now? Where are you gonna hide now? Find tonight.
Together. Time's jumping so fast that you miss the ride. How does it feel to be on the edge side?
His name, Blue. His legend, hero, renegade, killer, lover. Blue, a man destined to roam two worlds and find peace in neither. Paramount Pictures presents Blue, starring Terrence Stamp, Joanna Pettit, Carl Malden, and Ricardo Montalban as Ortega. He rode as a bandit until he discovered another world, the world of his birth, where the law of the gun was not the only way of life. Blue, a man of two allegiances, two consciences, two passions, two guns. There has never been a man quite like Blue. Blue in Technicolor.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
Wow, you mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things like deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a go-go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And it, other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction, which...
It's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment. For your ears.
Wow.
Okay.
And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Oh, to feel this young.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Dolomite. I've got an all-girl army that knows what to do. They're fox as hell and practice kung fu. From the first to the last, I give them the blast so fast that their life is past before they has even hit the grass. Dolomite. Uptown, downtown, crowned and renowned. I put my finger in the ground and turn the whole world around. Dolomite. Rated R, under 17, not permitted without a parent or permission from your ward.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
That That was the most tangled up I've ever seen any headphones in my life.
Yeah, these headphones have life of their own.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, that was the first set was by our friends Bob Goblin.
Bob Goblin.
You know, if you go to look up Bob Goblin on Facebook, friend him on Facebook, like everyone friends everyone. Uh-huh. He put a really neat story about like how he like when he was a young kid, he found this tape and it said New Music and it was spelled with a K. And it was that new music band.
Oh yeah, the band New Music.
Yeah, the band New Music. But he loved it, and that's part of. He was. It's a nice, really neat article. Like he's talking about how that influenced him, and it even influences him even now. And it was really well thought out and well written, you know. And I wrote and I put a comment saying there, you know, that we love you guys and all your fans and friends at BOD and Indie Circuit are you know behind you and all that kind of stuff. It's really kind of neat. You know, it was a very insightful read, and you don't see that very much on Facebook, which is just nonsense and political obscenities. And then the second segment was that was our Radio Candy segment. I played a new group that they had just sent me this week. Let me make sure I get the name right because my brain ain't what it used to be. Oh my God, it's on second page here. The Tearaways.
Oh,
Tearaways.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was fun stuff, you know. Make sure you check out now. So go to radiocandy.net. Mark Platt is the guy who sends me these different kinds of music, stuff I would never find or play on my own, so I'm always thankful for him. So thanks to Radio Candy. Love their stuff that they're sending to us, and, you know, hey, give them some love. Let them know that the Indie Circuit sent
and them. Buy their music.
Yeah, buy their music. Why not? Then I played. I played two from the Tearaway, and then I played our girl Pepina.
Pepina.
You can't get enough Pepina.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
Especially like Pepina on my French fries or something.
Yeah. It makes me sneeze. Yeah. But the boy, this was our 2-year anniversary this week.
Of the indie?
Yep, February 11th. We were on air for 2 years.
Craziness, man.
I just don't know how to say stop.
You keep wanting to do more and more.
If I could ever get paid for any of this crap, I'd be a bajillionaire.
If you were a rich man.
If I was a rich man.
Yabba-dabba-dabba-doo, whatever the hell that
is. That's the Fred Flintstone version. That's the
Fred Flintstone version of it, yeah. Did you ever see the Flintstones commercials where Fred and Barney are smoking? That's classic.
Oh, dude. My God, no.
They made them in the early 60s where they're sitting there and like they're going out in the backyard and they're supposed to be cutting the grass, but Fred and Barney go out for a Winston smoke or whatever.
Chesterfield.
Yeah, one of those. And
we'll have to put them up. We'll have to find one of those and put it into our creature feature.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll put that on there. That's an easy one. Yeah. That is so wrong on so many levels.
Well, I love those old commercials where the doctor would come out. I always tell my friend, or recommend my patients smoke Chesterfields.
Yeah.
They're good for your T-zone and or whatever. Yeah, it's some T-zone, weird thing. No. And you're like, are you a doctor for real? Or are you just like a voodoo doctor or something? But
hey, you know what's even weirder? I saw something on television this night. It was a TV show. And it was a comedy show. It was like an in-depth talking show called Red Eye. And they had a segment where they had a guy from Virginia, and he says he's got a license to sell moonshine. I didn't know that was legal. He's apparently like he's got licenses and he sells this stuff now. He called it like I forgot what the names of it was, but it was like you know the clear stuff that's like pretty much gasoline for I've your hot it. Rod or
it's
whatever.
It's terrible, yeah.
And he's like, he goes, "Nah, I got all these licenses and now I can sell it. I don't know if it's sold only in Virginia or whatever." But I'm like, really?
That's weird. That's a scam. Kind of a scam. But you know the funniest thing about and I never understood the whole thing like. Let's if you're growing marijuana or some kind of illegal drug, that makes sense. The guys that do the moonshining or when they were doing moonshining, after the prohibition, what's the point? You can go get a bottle of rot gut for about $4.
I know.
Like now, maybe it's just a thing where they like to do it and it's like their own thing. But moonshine is not a drinkable.
I'll tell you what the deal is. The deal
fight
is that
the man.
The deal is that if the alcohol companies pay taxes and they have regulations and the government, the moonshiners, the government doesn't get a cut of it. So you know what I mean.
Sticking it to the man on a different level.
Yeah, sticking it to the man on a different level. They want a little bit of a deal. They want to cut off it or whatever. They want to make sure, you know, quote unquote, that it's legit as opposed to like you know.
Well, no, I mean, I never understood the appeal of of why would anyone ever drink moonshine?
Moonshine, because it's like 20 times stronger than alcohol, isn't it?
You can go get Everclear. That's 191. That'll kill you.
Isn't Everclear moonshine? I thought it was moonshine.
No, that's a real, just, that's a grain alcohol.
I don't even.
So that, but that's what I mean. Like, if you're just doing it for, because you can't be doing it for the flavor, because moonshine tastes like gasoline.
Well, this guy said the flavors are like, it gives them vanilla flavor and all sorts of flavors okay. or whatever. But they still, give it like a little.
But you know, still, you're like, I just never understood the mentality of why you would do it. Like, if it's to save money, you'll never do that. Because you're not making it cheaper than you can go buy the rot gut stuff. And if you're doing it for flavor, then you're insane. You should be committed. So I don't know. I just never understood the appeal. But whatever. I mean, I brew my own beer.
Oh, you're doing that, huh?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's just a... It's almost just like a hobby, though. Those guys seem like they're really down, and they'll kill you if you try and get near their stills and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, sure, yeah. In the country, yeah.
They're coon dogs and the hand dogs. Go get them.
Yeah, I mean, that's their business, man. You know, they're probably making a lot of money.
Moonshine's their business, and business is good.
Exactly,
Rust in peace. All right, here's some music.
They got a new record out, by the way.
Oh, is it any good? We're talking about Megadeth. We just transitioned into Megadeth.
I just heard a little bit of a song. It sounded good.
It sounds like Megadeth, probably.
Yeah, of course, which is good.
It sure is. Here's some music that doesn't sound like Megadeth, because it isn't them. Ooh.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Helen, start your engine.
My stepping out in a revolution fashion. In buckles and bows, I'm going to wear the action, yes. You won't see the whites of my eyes. Left in the dust, you'll be quite surprised. When this Raiders coach comes to shut you down.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
If you want to win the race, learn to set the pace. Think fast. If you're tired of the heels, got a leather rubber squeal. Think fast. You're a flat forward thing.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
The most fantastic weapon of all time is the flying guillotine. Few men have ever been able to operate this death-dealing device, and only one was the master of the flying guillotine. Seymour Bordy and Associates presents The Master of the Flying Guillotine, filmed in Super Cinevision, rated R. Master of the Flying Guillotine. One sure way to get ahead.
Now that was one of our favorites of the show, one of our favorites ever. It was the Ghastly Ones from 2009's Gears and Ghoulfinks. Played Cargoyle, Raiders coach, and Think Fink.
Good so, stuff.
Oh yeah, we always love those guys. They're so cool. They also now they're going by Rat Boss. No, Boss Fink.
Boss Fink.
Boss Fink. Sorry,
we got to find some Boss Fink.
I know, but I did see now, but I did see a poster of. Ghastly Ones show
from recently.
Yeah, I
maybe,
think
maybe
so.
They're two. Maybe they do a two band thing or whatever.
They might, or who knows? You know,
some members become Boss Fink.
I was gonna say,
and then some members.
That happens all the time with music groups. Yeah. I mean, I never, I didn't used to think that way, but everyone does it, you know.
I keep thinking there was one band that would go out as a band and then they would recreate themselves. The entire band is another band. I'm thinking there's somebody, but I can't think of the name right now.
Kiss. No.
No, Kiss. Oh, God. Yeah, no.
Yikes.
No. A band that wouldn't die.
So now this is going to be a curious thing because we don't do this show live, obviously. So we're 2 days away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, let's predict.
Let's predict, and then we can see who's right or wrong. Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm picking the sentimental favorite, which would be the Broncos.
And my heart wishes with all of its heart that it wins, but I think they're going to get killed.
All right.
But so just for the heck of it, like, because then this will be playing after, so we're going to look like fools or geniuses. So you're picking.
I'm gonna pick the Broncos, and I'm gonna predict the score too.
Why not?
Let's see if I'm a good predictor. I'm gonna predict the Broncos 24.
Okay.
And the Panthers 20.
That's probably a good one. You know, I'm gonna. Although I wish I really, because I really love Manning. I think he's just great. Because
this is the end for him.
I have admiration for him so deeply.
If he loses this game, it's definitely the end. If he wins it, he's gonna rethink it possibly. But if he loses this game,
stay retired. Just retire, please. Man. I love you. And I'm going to say, let me think. I'm gonna say the Panthers are gonna win.
Okay.
Just because they look kind of unstoppable right now, but that doesn't always mean anything. I'm going to say the Panthers are going to have 780 points, and Denver's going to have 3.
Okay, no, give me a real score. Come on. So that was how good we're... Because then if we do really good, then we can do our own football predicting shows from Radio St. we can do the football
show. Listen to this one. I'm going to say Panthers 44, Denver
13. Don't forget, Denver has the number one defense.
They have a great defense.
Supposedly, according to the guy on the radio, and this might mean nothing after this game, but according to the guy on the radio, whenever a number one defense goes into the Super Bowl, they're 9-2.
Yeah, they win. They almost always win.
Then again,
I hope I'm wrong.
Carolina's been creaming everybody with good defenses, like the Cardinals and
that's what I'm saying.
And the Seahawks. So, but the Seahawks almost came back.
Yeah.
The Seahawks got killed in the first quarter, but they came back with a vengeance in the second half. The Cardinals, you got to blame Carson Palmer on that.
Five
turnovers
definitely.
In the first
Come on,
half.
Man. So, although in my heart, I hope I am so wrong, but I don't think I am. So, we'll see next week. It's kind of fun little thing. We have this chance to do it beforehand.
Yeah, this is
even
cool.
Though when you listen to this show Sunday night live at 10,
You'll know
if we were right or wrong. So you'll be like, oh, those are idiots. So, okay.
And you'll go, oh, my God, Dr. Morbius is an idiot savant or whatever.
You're like,
Mao is like a...
A big jerk. All right, here's some music.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Never have I seen a girl who's been so good to me. Never have I seen a girl who's been so cruel to me. You have a way with your eyes, but all they tell is lies. Never have I known a girl quite like you. I've shed my last lonely tear for you. My last red rose for you. Never again will you make me cry like you do. 'Cause baby, we're through. Never will I come back home to a girl like you. Never will I look back when I walk away from you. Shed the lies. Never have I been with a girl quite like you.
rose for you. Never again will you make me cry like you do. Cause baby, we're through. Never will I come back home to a girl like you. Never will I look back when I walk away from you. Too many nights I've seen and cried. Too many tears I've shed from my eyes. Never have I been with a girl quite like you. Never have I been with a girl quite like you. Never have I been with a girl quite like you.
San Diego police force, and the girl he loved was killed by the Pacific Ocean. In the last day and a half, he's creamed a motorcycle cop in Colorado, wiped out a Jaguar XKE in Utah, and kept a rendezvous with two bulldozers in Cisco, California. His name is Kowalski, and he lives with speed to get himself up, to get himself gone. Barry Newman is Kowalski in Vanishing Point. In his supercharged Challenger, he ran through every roadblock, speed trap, and dragnet the cops of four states could come up with. It took him 26 hours to become a legend, a hero, the super driver of the Golden West. Barry Newman, Dean Jagger, Cleavon Little, Vanishing Point. In color from 20th Century Fox. Rated GP, all ages. Parental guidance.
Shout, so get on the dance floor, working on out.
right, that was The Out of Sights, which I've heard they have a new album. I have to go get it. I played for you Never Have I Seen Peanut Butter and That Driving Beat, and I also dropped in Vanishing Point.
Great movie.
Vanishing Point trailer is an awesome movie.
I got you the one for Christmas. So yeah. I'll have to find you the remake, which isn't as good.
No, that's okay.
It's with Jason Priestley.
Only steal it. Don't support it.
Okay, I won't support it.
In my honor, steal it. Yeah, you know. Steal it. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see.
That's the way it goes.
I guess that's going to be it for this week. You know, right. Stay warm out there, Tampa, Clearwater.
Beware of the snow.
Layers, keep bundled up.
Layers,
you know?
Yeah.
Layers of BS I'm putting on right now.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And this has been the often imitated, never duplicated, one and only Radio St. Pete Indie Circuit, show 104. See you next week, everyone.